You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Rob Meek. Now we're talking.
Type Radio.
Just my type.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the 33-point conference in Dortmund. It's April 3rd, 2009, and our first guest is Rob Meek.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's a great honor to be here.
It's an honor for us.
Yeah.
It's a big honor. The honor is all mine.
You developed the FontStruct program. It's been online, the website, for a while. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I guess the project developed out of my work on the Meek typographic synthesizer, which is, as I've already said on this channel, a synthesizer for modulating, for transforming matrix-based fonts. And at a certain point, I realized that it would only ever be a toy. That I wanted to make something that was a bit more serious, a bit more useful, a real practical tool for making modular grid-based fonts. I'd wanted to do it for many years. I had the idea. I even had a kind of project on my website, a kind of vaporware project that never was actually made because it was just too complicated. I couldn't do it in my free time. And so eventually one day, walking along on a Sunday, I realized I just had to find a client, and I'd already started working for FontShop, doing other programming for them, and I realized this would be the perfect project for them. It would be a good way of they were really looking for a way to raise their profile, particularly in America, and they were looking for ways to get into the sort of Web2 community sort of scene, and I thought this would be a perfect way to do that.
Why particular in America? Why would this program be interesting in America?
I guess that's to do with the way FontShop is as a business. I think they have a lot of serious competition in America, and they came into that market quite late. So,
and has it helped?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. They seem very pleased anyway. I think one thing that works very well is. I think it's a very brave decision on their part. You know, a font vendor, somebody who sells fonts, to put this free font making platform on the internet. You know, they do sell a few matrix based fonts, and you could make copies of these fonts using FontStruct. So it's a very brave decision. But because FontStruct is limited, because it is only matrix-based, grid-based fonts, there isn't really competition with their library, so it does make sense for them.
Was there any reaction from the matrix-based
community?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm terrible with names, but we certainly had emails from people I knew, from people who designed famous pixel typefaces, saying that they were like. Eboy, for example, emailed saying they really liked FontStruct. As I said, I'm terrible with names, but some really famous pixel font designer said, "Oh, I wish this had been around 8 years ago, when we were."
If you describe the program, it's basically you the grid. You build units. You use units, a certain unit to build. You put blocks on top of each other.
It's very designed to be very very simple. It's a simple metaphor of. Squared paper, basically. I think a lot of people design pixel fonts or matrix-based fonts just scribbling with a biro or whatever on squared paper, and that's the metaphor. You open the editor, you have a sheet of empty squared paper, you have a set of shapes over on the left, you choose a shape, and you just place these shapes onto the paper. As simple as that. One thing I really like is the complexity of... A lot of the complexity of type design is hidden. The technical complexity, things like... You know, there's so much rubbish that's accumulated over the years, I think, in the world of digital type design, things that stuff you really don't want to know but have to know, you know, like stuff about code pages and Unicode. And it's important, but for a beginner, it's not the most important thing. You really want to be just making letters, not worrying about all the technical stuff. So I think FontStruct hides that really well with a really sort of simple, clean interface, I hope.
And how many users are there?
There are about 140,000 registered users.
Because basically that's also the great thing about the whole thing is that, like, apart from the programming and giving the possibility for people or starting maybe more advanced time designers to build typefaces, that it's also the building of the community.
Yeah,
you can put typefaces that you've made, put them up for remixing.
Exactly. I mean, generally, I'm very skeptical about that kind of thing. All this Web 2, social networking, blah, blah, blah. I'm really not a big fan, but I think in this case, it really makes sense. You know, because the people, it's not like Facebook or something. You really have something in common with everyone else there because you're all making fonts. So I think that really works. And I've really been amazed, you know, at the quality of the fonts, some of the fonts that have been made, the crazy inventiveness, the amount of time people have put into these things, and also sometimes the quality of the discussion is really quite not bad. You know, you expect a lot of cool dude, you know, oh, this is a, you know, whatever, you know, really sort of one-line stupid compliments, but there's a lot of serious, or reasonably serious, you know, I really like this font, but could you change the S, or could you add some European characters, you know, special characters.
And do you know the age group of most of the people?
We don't gather that kind of statistic, but we do know that it's very, very wide. There are children using it, there are school children, and I'm not sure about older people, but there's certainly, it's a wide range. I do suspect that probably the highest proportion are young designers or, you know, early 20s.
Single white males.
Possibly. But it's very varied. It is very varied. And that's also very gratifying. You know, it really is a global community. You know, there's a lot of people from America obviously use it, and Germany, but also, you know, Asia. We have African users. So it's...
Do you know of instances where typefaces that have been built with FontStruct have gone into regular font publication or publishing?
Yes, well, I certainly know of uses, real-life uses. For example, Fachhochschule in... Where was it? Oh, one of the Fachhochschulen in Germany used a Pixel typeface, or created a typeface for a big LED display they were building in one of their new buildings.
And they used FontStruct for that?
They did, yeah. Just made it in FontStruct, downloaded the font, and put it straight into their display, and it worked straight away. There's about 150,000 fonts in the system, and only about 6,000 have been shared. So I have no idea. It's like the tip of the iceberg. You know, you have no idea what the other ones are. I mean, a lot of them are obviously just people playing around, but I just...
You also, because out of demand from the users, you add more building blocks to
Yeah.
How does that work?
I mean, that's a bit tricky, actually. Yeah. You know, because...
Where's the point of saturation?
Exactly. You know, there's one guy in the community, everybody wants more bricks, everybody, but one guy who's a sort of real true minimalist, he gets annoyed every time we add some bricks. Hi, Emilio. and I really respect that. You know, at some point we've talked about adding the possibility for users to add their own bricks, for custom bricks, and that would be a really big change. Then you could really do anything. You know, then you could make real curves, whatever. But it's tricky, you know.
And it's also, it's beside the point in a way. I mean, it's not what it's meant for in a way. Or is that...
Well, it would become something different then, yes.
But isn't it against your initial idea that it becomes again more complicated?
We'd have to see. I don't know. It's an issue we have to deal with. There's also the other issue is, if you make anything possible, you know, people, as I said, people can make complex curves, people could really recreate existing typefaces, then there might be a bit of an issue with FontShop, who pay for the whole thing, support the whole thing. You know, there might be an issue of competition. So, you know, people are making wonderful free typefaces, and FontShop are paying for them to do that, allowing them, making it possible for them to do that, then that could be an issue. I don't know. It's interesting.
I can imagine you moved on already from Fontstruct in your mind on a new project. Can you reveal something of what you're... or is Fontstruct not half yet finished?
Well, there's certainly a lot to do with it. And I won't abandon the Fontstruct community. Yeah, I do have, obviously, everyone has projects in their head. It's just a question of when one has time to do it. I mean, the reason I actually came to Germany in the first place was to do a random text generation project. I'm really into computer-generated text. I'd really like to take that up again when I get time. That would be the next big project I do.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
All mine. Honor was all mine.
This is... Type Radio. Now we're talking.